All right, so we're going to have some wonderful speakers for you today. We're going to start with Prisha. Prisha's from Werribee. Prisha is a young person from Werribee, an avid public transport user, and a new member of the Sustainable Cities Collective, aka Better Buses. She uses PT to get to uni and around her community, but has struggled with the broken bus network for years. Welcome, Prisha, please.
Hello, thank you for the lovely introduction. My name's Prisha. I currently live in, I live in Tani at the moment. I've lived in the West my whole life. I have struggled with public transport my whole life. It's solely because I live in the West. Many people who I travel with also struggle with public transport. It's been a constant complaint our entire lives, but yet we've never seen any justice. But we need to stop complaining. We need to seek justice. We need to complain to the Labour government instead of just amongst our community circles. I'm a uni student. I'm a broke uni student, so I do not have access to a car. I'm not able to currently drive at the moment because I'm on medication and the work to be extremely drowsy and you do not want me to sleep behind the wheel. So I have to take the broken bus every single time I want to go to uni. And it has been such a struggle. It has been so challenging and it's been so frustrating to do so. It comes at best every half an hour. And I have to wait there in the rain, in the cold for the bus, and it probably won't ever show up as well. And then I also have to allocate 2 hours to get to uni, a route that would usually take me 1 hour at best, just to allocate for the predictable transport delays. It's ridiculous. We in the West do not have access to frequent, reliable public transport. Not to mention, we do not have multiple lines of public transport. We have to rely on the horrible bus services. We don't have a tram line, and we barely have working train lines. So if you want to go anywhere, you either have to suck it up and just deal with what we got, or you have to get a car. And a car, mostly inaccessible to majority of the population. It's majority of people can't drive. It's so much effort to get a license, to get a car, and it's so much money and time and effort. We need to put more effort into getting our public transport. So if you don't want to drive a car, you have other options as well. So yes, and the West is one of the fastest growing suburbs in Melbourne. We need public transport for everybody. Everybody has to be accounted for. We can't have people who have to rely on other public transport and are stuck at home all day because they can't get out of their house. The majority of people in the West currently do not have access to good public transport. So we have to always rely on cars. We have to rely on other people to get us around. And it's been so frustrating, especially for us in the West. Especially for those who are underage, especially for those who are elderly, for those who are disabled and cannot drive, or do just don't have the option, have to rely on other people. It causes so much strains on all our relationships and all of our independence. Especially if that's me, as a 21-year-old, you think I would be able to get around safely and easily. But no, I have to wait around for a bus that takes barely half an hour and is barely on time. It's ridiculous, ridiculous! So yes, we want to see the Labour government invest in the West. We want to see them transport justice. Transport goes just more getting to places. It helps our community so much. It creates community spaces. Public transport is a third space. We don't want to see people stuck at home all day. We want to see people out and about and traveling places, connecting with everybody in our community. We want to see community spaces. We don't want to see our suburb overtaken by cars and roads. We want to invest in our buses. We want to invest in our trains. We want people to stay better connected to each other. So yes, we are calling on the Labour government to implement our Better Bus Plan. It's all laid out, it's perfect, and it will create so much change in our community. Thank you.
Jaksha is a member of the Better Buses Collective, also a member of Mount Atkins Advocacy Forum. She's a resident and new organizer. She is a mother and a worker and a community advocate fighting for justice for her community and the wider West. Everyone, welcome Jaksha. Big round of applause.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say today is not about one bus, one train station, one train line. It is about an interconnected network. Investment in the West for an interconnected outcome. Not one electorate, not Werribee South, not Melton North. We want to be able to go cross suburbs to our shops using the buses and trains. It takes me more than 35 minutes to get to my train station, and guess what? The train ride is actually only 25 minutes. So I spend more time sitting in the car to get to the train station than actually getting to work.
Shame.
So today is about transforming the public transport in the West. That's the rally for integrated public transport in the West. Imagine being able to go to the shops by your buses. Imagine having your kids go to sports after work by buses or trains, not using multiple cars. How many of you in the West have two cars? Show of hands. Why do you have two cars? No public transport. Imagine as we get older, we are able to go to our healthcare appointments using the bus rather than driving. That is what a good transport network delivers. Who's been to Japan? Who's been to Singapore? What do you have to say about the public transport over there?
Incredible.
Yes. Singapore, reliable, frequent, connected. Those are the three key words. Recently, Auckland did a re-transformation of their bus network. What did that mean? More people using public transport. More women getting to work. Women staying in workforce because they don't spend time traveling. They get time to spend with their family. The lesson is simple. People don't use transport because it exists. People use public transport because it works. When it's fast, when it's frequent, when it's connected. It's not a transport issue when we can use it. Public transport is not just livability, but it's an essential service. It's an economic issue. Too many parents and carers are forced to make impossible choices of staying at home and not being in the workforce due to public transport. I know women in the West have to go through reduced hours because there is no reliable transport. It's very ironical. I had a meeting at work at 8:30 this morning. I took the train at 7:15 to make sure I reach my work by 8:30. And guess what? I did not.
Same.
Because we don't have an integrated, connected public transport. I need to make two changes, one car ride to just get to work. So we are calling for fast, frequent and fair network, an equitable network where everyone's situation is recognized. A network that keeps pace with our growth of the West. The West is not asking for a special treatment. We are asking for the basic treatment of connected, integrated public transport. The question is not whether we can afford to invest in the West. The question is, how long can we not invest in the West for the better public transport? So my last word is, this is not about one train, one bus, one train line. We want an integrated public transport. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jack. Let's now go to Grace. Grace is also from Werribee. Grace is an organizer with us for the Better Buses campaign who lives in Werribee. She's a mother and wants a future where her child can get around independently and with ease. Let's welcome Grace.
Go, Grace.
Hello. First, thank you so much, Prisha and Jaksha, for sharing your reflections. And it's a really great feeling to see us all standing together for a better outcome for the West. I'd also like to acknowledge that I'm speaking from the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people and pay my respects to elders past and present. So as Amy said, my name is Grace and I live in Werribee. I am a mum, I work full time, I solo parent during the week, I take an evening course and I freelance. So I'm really tired, you guys. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that. My day is timed down to the minute, and it takes me an hour to travel home to Werribee with my son, where I cannot afford to wait another 30 to 40 minutes at a train station for a bus to take us home. And when the bus doesn't show, or runs 20 minutes late, or has stopped running for the night, it means my four-year-old and I would have to walk 2 kilometers home in the dark. That's not an inconvenience. That's a fundamental breakdown of the system. That's dysfunction. And that's why I'm here today. Because 2 days ago, the Victorian Auditor General's office published a report into Melbourne's bus network. What they found should make every person in that building up there uncomfortable. 5 years ago, the Department of Transport and Planning released Victoria's bus plan. It set an ambitious goal. By 2031, Melbourne's bus network would become a genuine mass transit option. Simple, fast, and reliable. The Auditor General's found that on present indications, the department will not achieve the bus plan's mass transit ambition. 5 years in, we are going backwards. The report defines a high-quality bus service as running at an average frequency of 20 minutes or better between the hours of 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday to Friday until at least 9 p.m. during the week and on both Saturday and Sunday. In large parts of the Outer West, including Werribee, where I live, less than 10% of the population can actually access a high-quality service. Less than 10%! The department has not been transparent with Victorians about its progress. There's been no public updates, no honest reckoning with how far behind they actually are, just silence. And now, I have to concede, yet the Labor government has done some things. In the 2025-26 budget, it invested in new services in Tarnate, in Rockbank, and Werribee. And that is real. That really does make a difference to people. But the Auditor General's office has told us in plain language that incremental route upgrades cannot deliver the scale of reform the bus plan promised. And ahead of a state election, Victorians in the West and the outer suburbs deserve to know what actually is going to change for them. So here's what we're asking for today. It's actually not radical. It is, as Jaksha said, an essential service. We just want them to commit to the bus plan. We want transformational bus network in a grid-like pattern across the West. We need to fund that reform, and they need to report back to us honestly about how it's going. And give us a timeline. Because people who depend on buses in the West, young people without cars, elderly residents, people with disability, and parents like me who are already running flat out, we're tired of being told to be happy with a few extra services on the same old broken network. If you want to help us push for transformational network reform, there are a few things you can do. Sign the voter support letter. It only takes 30 seconds and those go straight to the MPs. So look us up on Instagram, better_buses. All the links are in the bio.